Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Thank you for joining us in this new episode. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Brother Liaqat and Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, both of you.
Alaykum assalam.
And just as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to introduce yourself very briefly so that we can get into the very heart of discussion. So let's just start with Sister Zainab.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and assalamu alaikum. Yes, this is Zainab Askari. I'm from Kashmir, Indian administrated Kashmir. And I've been living in Iran for some 10 years now and studying Khalsa here.
Very good. Thank you for joining us, Sister Zainab. And you, Brother Liaqat?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am Muhammad Liaqat Abbas from India. And right now, I'm pursuing my master's in psychology. And my interest is in history, Islamic history, as well as psychology. And right now, I'm over here.
Thank you both of you very much for joining us in today's episode. Well, I'm sure we're going to have a lot of fun debates and discussions in here. If we want to start today's episode, I'd go this way. I'd have started with a thought theory. Let's just go for it this way, that imagine you have a daughter and then she's married to someone. Then you as a mother, if she's about to go to a restaurant with that guy, how do you expect the financial issue go over there? Like, would you expect the husband to pay or would you expect your daughter to pay?
Of course, I'll expect my son-in-law to pay, not the daughter.
Because, okay. Yeah. And let's go for Brother Liaqat's idea as well. What about you? If your daughter is married to someone or if your son is married to someone and they're about to go out, who is to pay?
Basically, from an Islamic point of view as well, it is the burden or the responsibility, a more better word, I would say. It is the responsibility of the male to pay and should bear the expenses of his wife.
Yeah, but you mentioned it very, actually, what we see in today's world is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Like the boy would not feel bothered or ashamed if the girl pays for him.
Okay, so over here, we have to see if the girl is a working female or not. Example, there are families in which both the male and the female, like the both husband and wife, pay. And basically, they earn and they bear the expenses. In few families, I see the husband bearing all the expenses. And I see the wife doing all the savings and stuff. And gathering the amounts.
Yeah.
So, and in few families, I see the wife is bearing all the expenses and the husband is doing the savings work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to see like what is in which family.
What's the condition?
The primary responsibility falls upon the male.
Uh-huh.
And it is also from Islamic side as well. From Islamic perspective, it is wajib. I would say it's obligatory for the male to look after the expenses of his wife, his children. And there's a word called wajib al-nafaqah. Okay, so it is... Which means to look after the cost or I would say...
Basic
bearing
expenses.
All the basic expenses, which falls upon the male. Okay. And the male is the one who should be liable to pay everything.
Yeah.
But if there is a kind of agreement between the husband and wife, like, okay, my wife is also working and the wife is also okay, completely fine to pay for her husband, then there's no issue with that.
Yeah. You know, the discussion actually starts this way, that traditionally speaking, men are supposed to be the one who historically shoulder the burden of providing the financial issues and needs of the family.
Yeah.
That is traditionally. But in today's world, we know that the costs are rising so high, the cost of living is rising so high, and then creating this balance, bringing the life into moderation needs a real cooperation of both men and women.
Right.
Yes.
That's why when I say who is to pay, it's a little complicated to say that it's only on men, specifically just as the brother mentioned. Nowadays, also we have women who are working.
Yeah.
So they can go Dutch. like half and half. Both of them are going to work. But then what we're going to focus more perhaps is the Islamic perspective. As the brother said, in the Islamic perspective, men are supposed to be the one who pay. But then again, in this world in which women are working as well, is it fair to actually devote all the responsibilities on the shoulder of the man and then forget about the fact that the woman is also working and she's got a share?
Well, I think these the topic of who should bear the burden of these responsibilities goes back to many factors, be that sometimes it's on the cultural factor, sometimes it's on individual choices. For example, sometimes a woman really wants to work and she wants to contribute. So it's an individual choice. And sometimes cultural things, societal expectations, societal things, or the, I would say, due to the rising living costs, the dual income households are also on rise and it's becoming a norm. Mm-hmm. And apart from that, it's inflation, it's the housing costs, it's the childcare expenses. Today that are that require sometimes both parents to work. But again, I will go back to Brother Liaquat's words that Islam does not oblige women to work. If she wants to contribute, she can. It does not even forbid her.
It's her favor. It's not a must for her.
Right. It does not forbid her from contributing. Yeah. And if a woman is contributing, it is her generosity.
Exactly. So we go for a break. I guess we have a lot more to discuss and then we'd come back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Well, this is a never-ending story, I guess, ever since Adam and Eve, everybody had some basic discussions related to men and women. Like, who is to pay, who is to work outside the home, who is to do the chores. Like, these are the never-ending stories. Well, by the way, you're listening to Back to Reality. Sister Zainab and Brother Liaquat are in here helping us to figure out who is to really pay. Well, then we got to this point that from the Islamic perspective, it's the obligation for the male, but not an obligation for the woman. What happens in here is the modern life, the rising costs of living, all the difficulties, ups and downs of life, of parental life, like, you know, there are many things you have to pay for, many bills. So there comes cooperation and kindness and generosity of the women as well. They come to help their peers. So you were just saying something, Sister Zainab, about the fact that social norms and whatsoever. I saw it in a movie and I was technically so shocked. When the mother was about to go and find a girl for her son, and then what happened in there was that the mother was actually accusing the son for picking the girls who are not working.
All right.
So now this is a real shock. She said that, but I think this is becoming a norm right now. They expect the daughter-in-law to be a working personality because she has to actually have a share in the financial providing issues.
We also had a similar article in Greater Kashmir, a newspaper of Kashmir, wherein it was written that now marriages are not meant with a boy and a girl. It's meant between occupation versus occupation.
Exactly.
So like when a suitor comes, they do not look for a girl. They rather look for the post or job or the salary she's earning.
Yeah.
But that's an unfortunate thing, I would say, we have in Quran.
But it's becoming a social norm.
Yeah, unfortunately, because we have, you know, we have a distance with Islamic perspective. Like Surah An-Nisa guides us, "Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa." men are the protectors and maintainers of women. This mm-hmm. is what Islam says. Islam does not obligate on women to, earn. And also we have this from Imam Ali alayhi salam, a man is responsible for the sustenance of his family. And it also has psychological perspectives as well. I will like to share that. Studies have shown that men often tie their self-worth to the ability to provide. Mm-hmm. So it's, Islam has not, Islam has wisdom behind each and everything.
Exactly.
So I will repeat my words. If a woman is contributing just because of inflation, just because of rising costs, or just because of, the childcare expenses are also increasing, or the societal things, societal norms are increasing, or I would say the digital economy thing, working from home, things have become normal. And now if it's easy for her to earn and to contribute to the society, it's okay, but it's not obligatory on her. It's all because her generosity.
And it doesn't actually have to be a rule for a girl who is about to marry to be a working girl.
Yeah,
it's not a girl who's got a job outside.
That's a bit that. I will say that's some innovation that we have created mm-hmm. on our own. But Islam, again, has put this responsibility on the shoulders of men, and psychology supports that. Brother Liaquat may be able to expand on that more.
Really. We'd like to see the psychological perspective as well. So if a man is helped by his wife for the financial issues, wouldn't that have any effect on him?
Why not? Definitely. So example, there was a study on this about those males who are not working to provide their family, or who are working but their expense, or I mean, I would say their earnings are less than the income of their wives.
Yeah.
Okay, so the studies have shown that those males have a kind of depression. They go into depression very mm-hmm. quickly, with this reason that they are not able to provide their family, or with the thought which is killing back in their mind that I am not earning as much as my wife, or
I'm
more
the
than
inferior.
Exactly. She is the one who is looking after me. She is the one who is looking after the family. So this thought process which is in their mind actually kind of kills them, or they go into stress, they go into depression.
Mm-hmm.
And there are these psychological issues which are happening for those males, I would say. So yeah, definitely, like if a male doesn't work, and of course, I'm not talking about those males who don't care at all. Like, I'm not talking about them. But normally and generally, males have this thing inbuilt. I would say it's a fitri thing. It's
exactly.
an inbuilt thing.
It's intuitive.
Thing. Exactly. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide for the male, that he provides it for his family. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but what happens that they change it all?
So I would say it's a mutual agreement. And of course, just like the sister has stated, like the societal things or the societal norms which are changing nowadays because of the technology or social media, which is
media
having
again.
A lot of impact on this,
mm-hmm.
That the females want to work, or females have this thing that they also want to contribute. Mm-hmm. If they want to, yeah.
Unfortunately, they make it a matter of being all equal. Like mm-hmm. they say, we are equal, we have to work as well. But the story is not like that. Then after years of life, she would recognize that she's so tired, she doesn't have any nerve. Being a perfect mother, maybe all of these things are just so entangled into each other. Maybe they are so complicated and interwoven together. So we have to look at them with too much of shrewd, and we must be delicate about these things, have this delicate perspective towards all these things that are so much complicated and mixed up. So thank you very much. I think this topic does not end in here, because we have a lot to say about it, but then time is over and this is all we had for today's episode. I hope you have just enjoyed it. Until another session, I wish you do not have any financial issues and problems. So this was all. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رزقك
يا الله
يا يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي التي أما رايزك لتصي دايلايتك once again.